This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ray, let me start with Jabril Peppers. What's his role going to be like in this game? And if not this Sunday, what do you think it is when we see him get on the field for the first time with the Steelers?
Yeah, Terrell Austin was keeping that close to his vest when he spoke with us earlier this afternoon. It would be out of character for the Steelers and Mike Tomlin to play a guy a lot, you know, 5 days after they acquire him, especially since, you know, I really thought, you know, Chuck Clark went out there and did okay when he was asked to play for Elliott against the Jets. So I'm not sure he'll have a big role this week, but I do think in time, you know, as long as Elliott's out, I think they'll probably try to work Peppers in a little bit more each week.
Ray, I'm going to switch gears very quickly away from Peppers here. To what degree do you think the Steelers are concerned about Broderick Jones going into this game in this sense, in long term, that if he continues to be weak as a blocker, it's not only going to put Rodgers in peril, but it's also going to start limiting the number of things they can try to do offensively, because so much of the stuff that they would run is going to have to go to the right. Like every touchdown Rodgers threw, I'm counting even technically, I guess, the Jonnu Smith glorified handoff, he was moving to his right and away from Broderick Jones. So I wonder when that's going to start becoming a consideration.
Yeah, I mean, teams are going to pick up on that, right? So it's you can only do that for so long. So I will tell you that there's not as much panic inside that building as there is outside. The viewpoint is that just one game, and, you know, they're going to work with him and they're going to see if they can get him better. But, you know, it's the same issue, guys. He's not using his hands well. His technique is poor. And, you know, that didn't change from right side to left side. That, you know, his when you look at him as a pass protector, he just looks the same. He's a fish out of water when he's trying to block really good edge rushers. So the Seahawks have a good front. It's going to be another good test for him. And I would imagine inside that building, if there's another repeat performance on Sunday, then I think the panic level would be ratcheted up quite a bit.
Wow. Damn. Ray, how about just on the defense again? You had Terrell Austin, who you referenced, say, of the Jets game. You know, every now and then you're going to have a stinker like that. Does he realize their last game they gave up 299 rushing yards before this one? Yeah. We went back and looked it up. The last nine games, so a half season of football, Ray, they're giving up on average 27 points per game. How is a defense with $158 million worth of stars giving up 27 points per game in the last nine games they've played?
Well, you went back and looked up the points. I actually went back and research the rushing yards in those games. The final six games of the 2024 season, then the playoff game against the Ravens, and then the Jets game. They are giving up, on average, Pony, 146 yards per game. Huh. So that's basically like a half a season. To demonstrate how bad that is, when the Steelers were dead last in the NFL in rush defense in 2021, they gave up 144 yards per game. So, I mean, this has been going on quite a while. Like, overall, last year, they were a good rush defense, you know, because they were so good early. But it's kind of been like up and down, really, for the last 4 or 5 years. So they really haven't been that dominant run defense unit on a consistent year-in, year-out basis, really since Tomlin's first six or seven seasons. So I know the NFL has changed. I know teams are passing more, and you know, you're willing to give up rushing yards to limit the pass. I get all that, but when you're pushed around the way they've been pushed around, and I go back to that Philly game last year in Philly, obviously the Ravens game. Now, Terrell Austin said that wasn't the case against the Jets. I'm not so sure. He seemed to think it was more schematic and guys not being aligned right. But whatever it is, you're giving up 146 yards per game rushing on average for a half a season. To me, that should sound the alarm bells within that building.
Ray, this is more of a broad question about their defense, just because it's something I brought up to Andrew almost rhetorically earlier in the show. Mike Tomlin, I think a lot of people more or less agree, it's his defense. He and Terrell Austin work together, but he has the final say. That's his baby. And I wonder this. How much, in your estimation, based on the people you talk to, does Mike change his defense or, like, tweak it year by year to add new wrinkles in? I always think of people talking about Brian Flores, that he's always adding and trying to tinker. Vic Fangio's always tinkering. Those are probably the two preeminent guys in the league right now. What's your understanding of how much or how little Mike Tomlin tinkers with this defense year to year?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, I mean, Chris, it's hard for me to think back from year to year over the years, but I will tell you it changed a lot over this offseason with all the changes they made with, you know, Jalen Ramsey coming in and, you know, what they're doing in the back end there and, you know, Minka's exit. I mean, they are doing some different things back there, not only with their personnel packages, but in how they devise their scheme and, you know, who's going to cover who. So that, you know, that was a big change from last season. Of course they had to change. I mean, you can't lose a game in the fashion that they did in Baltimore and, okay, say, okay, we're going to run it back with the exact same thing. So, yeah, year to year, over the years, I would say he tweaks it, but I think this past season, I don't want to say it was an overhaul because it's still the same defense, but they're running different stuff this year more than they have in recent years. I will say that.
What role is Roman Wilson going to have on Sunday?
Well, I mean, if you listen to the coaches, you know, Roman Wilson had 10 snaps, Skowronek 10, Scotty Miller 9. And if you listen to the coaches, they're going to say, listen, the Jets possessed the ball. I think it was like, what, 35-25 in terms of time of possession. So there were just fewer snaps overall for the offense. You know, Pat Freiermuth only had like 28 snaps. So it was, you could look at that at each position group and sort of critique that. Listen, Calvin Austin had a great game. DK was doing his thing. The tight ends were involved. I don't have an issue with their usage. I mean, they scored 34 points. I think Roman Wilson will be more involved week to week, depending on the team, depending on the game plan. But obviously, he's a guy who's never really played before, so he's going to have to earn their trust and you know, do something in a game before they can, you know, turn it over to him and, you know, play him a bunch more than they have.
Ray, if the Steelers and the Seahawks are tied at 20 apiece, and the Steelers are facing 4th-and-3 with 15 seconds left, and they could either kick a 63-yard field goal to try and win the game or go for a first down and get out of bounds or spike the ball, what do you think Mike Tomlin would do this Sunday?
Man, it's at Acrisure. It's on grass. 63 is a boot, man. So
I just saw Chris Boswell kick one right down the middle that would have been good from about 70. I know it was on field turf, but still.
I know. We're talking field turf as opposed to grass. You know, in that situation, maybe it would depend on, you know, what do they have to lose? Did they come back from a 10-point deficit and they wanted to go for it? I don't know. I think in that situation, given what he did last week, they might run him out there, but you'd be taking your chances in that situation if you did.
Ray, who are you picking in Steelers, Seahawks, and who do you think will be the star of the game?
Yeah, I still got the Steelers. I think it's a home game. I think the Seahawks are going to be a good test for them, but I'm going to go 20-17, and I'm going to go with DK Metcalf getting a little bit of revenge against his old team. I'll say 75 yards and a touchdown for DK in this one.
Ray, we'll talk next week. Thank you.
All right, guys. See you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.